So, as we've heard, there are apps for weight loss. But way back in prehistoric analog times, back in the 20th century, companies promised the secret to slimming down with the technology of their time. And still today, you'll find it at every cafe and grocery store, the artificial sweetener. And if that's not something you think of as technology, well, according to Carolyn de la Peña, the sweetener is one of the 20th century's most significant technological advancements. Professor de la Peña teaches at the American Studies Department at the University of California, Davis. She's the author of a new book called Empty Pleasures, The Story of Artificial Sweeteners from Saccharin to Splenda. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And when do we mark the dawn of artificial sweeteners?
Well, artificial sweeteners began with saccharin, which was invented in the 1870s. But the dawn for consumers came in the early 20th century when people found out that, quite unbeknownst to them, saccharin had been replacing sugar in a lot of carbonated beverages and canned foods. And it was actually part of that progressive era where consumers sort of revolted against impurities in their food. So it didn't start out well.
But the pitch behind the artificial sweetener was, use it and you'll be slimmer, you'll look better.
Right, and so that actually occurred after saccharin appeared on the market the first time. So after World War II, when people had to try to find other forms of sweetener when sugar was rationed, consumers began to experiment with things like honey, and saccharin was one of the things that people also used.
Well, by the 1960s, people could see a commercial like this one on television. This was for Coca-Cola's sugar-free, that is to say, saccharin-flavored Coke substitute, pre-Diet Coke era. It was called Tab.
Don't you want to have a good shape? He wants you with a good shape. Shape with Tab.
Tab can help you stay in his mind. Sugar-free, and it tastes better than any Diet Cola.
For those who never understood why there was a counterculture in 1968, there's a commercial from those days aimed at women. You'll stick in his mind if you have a good shape with Tab.
I love that ad. Yeah, and I think you have to put that in this context when suddenly foods had appeared so much cheaper, and new advertising messages that, especially for women, really surrounded them with this message that, you know, food is happiness and you should indulge yourself. And at the same time, there's the competing message that women have to be thin.
Segment 1.
So, as we've heard, there are apps for weight loss. But way back in prehistoric analog times, back in the 20th century, companies promised the secret to slimming down with the technology of their time. And still today, you'll find it at every cafe and grocery store, the artificial sweetener. And if that's not something you think of as technology, well, according to Carolyn de la Peña, the sweetener is one of the 20th century's most significant technological advancements. Professor de la Peña teaches at the American Studies Department at the University of California, Davis. She's the author of a new book called Empty Pleasures, The Story of Artificial Sweeteners from Saccharin to Splenda. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Segment 2.
And when do we mark the dawn of artificial sweeteners?
Well, artificial sweeteners began with saccharin, which was invented in the 1870s. But the dawn for consumers came in the early 20th century when people found out that, quite unbeknownst to them, saccharin had been replacing sugar in a lot of carbonated beverages and canned foods. And it was actually part of that progressive era where consumers sort of revolted against impurities in their food. So it didn't start out well.
But the pitch behind the artificial sweetener was, use it and you'll be slimmer, you'll look better.
Segment
3. Right, and so that actually occurred after saccharin appeared on the market the first time. So after World War II, when people had to try to find other forms of sweetener when sugar was rationed, consumers began to experiment with things like honey, and saccharin was one of the things that people also used.
Well, by the 1960s, people could see a commercial like this one on television. This was for Coca-Cola's sugar-free, that is to say, saccharin-flavored Coke substitute, pre-Diet Coke era. It was called Tab.
Segment 4.
Don't you want to have a good shape? He wants you with a good shape. Shape with Tab.
Tab can help you stay in his mind. It's sugar-free, and it tastes better than any Diet Cola.
For those who never understood why there was a counterculture in 1968, there's a commercial from those days aimed at women. You'll stick in his mind if you have a good shape with Tab.
I love that ad. Yeah, and I think you have to put that in this context when suddenly foods had appeared so much cheaper and new advertising messages that especially for women really surrounded them with this message that, you know, food is happiness and you should indulge yourself. And at the same time, there's the competing message that women have to be thin